New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has written a letter on behalf of all of the state's governors asking President Donald Trump to form a clear plan on how to administer a COVID-19 vaccine when that day comes. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Cuomo, who is head of the National Governors Association, wrote a letter to Trump asking that the president hold a meeting with the country's governors to talk about how to make sure a national vaccination campaign is implemented smoothly and efficiently. The letter is co-signed by National Governors Association Vice President and Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, a Republican. It says states need guidance and clarification on what specific roles the federal and state governments will play in administering and distributing the vaccine. The governors also want to know about funding to help pay for mass vaccinations and how a vaccine supply chain would function, says Cuomo.
It is a massive, monumental undertaking. And if you listen to the White House, it could be just a matter of weeks away. And I'm telling you, there's no simple answer. The military will do it. The states will do it. CDC will do it. It's not that simple. And it's very expensive. And it's very complicated.
The governor says he's also concerned that anti-vaxxers who oppose the measles vaccine in recent years might also be against a COVID-19 vaccine.
You'll have a group of people who say, we're not taking the vaccine. How do you deal with that? And that means you'll have ongoing small flare-ups of COVID.
Cuomo says he hopes to hear back from the White House soon. He says the virus has been one step ahead of the nation ever since the pandemic began, and he says it's time the country caught up. The governor has already set up a New York State-based task force to independently evaluate any vaccine recommendations that the federal FDA might make. Cuomo also announced that he's sending 200,000 testing kits to schools surrounding designated coronavirus hotspots in New York City, as well as Orange and Rockland counties, to find out if the virus is contained in the cluster areas or if it might be spreading further.
We've asked local governments to do testing in those schools in the yellow zones. They're basically buffer zones.
Data from Wednesday shows the number of positive cases in the red zones at just under 5%, compared to 6.2% on Tuesday. But the governor says it's too soon to think about easing school and business shutdowns and lifting limits on large gatherings. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.